Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. We are so glad you're here. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. Non-fungible tokens, NFTs, are being hailed as a way to validate ownership of digital assets, as well as a way for creators to own and profit from their own work. That's pretty cool. That's our topic for today, specifically how to create and sell your own NFT. The idea behind creating and selling NFTs as a creator is that you can directly market and sell your art to buyers. On top of that, some NFT platforms allow you to create a royalty situation. So if the original buyer then sells your creation on the secondary market, you're rewarded for it. Bingo. Here are some steps to creating an NFT. The steps to creating one, whether you do so with a static image file, a GIF or GIF, video or audio clip, pretty straightforward. Four steps. Step one, choose a platform. Step two, get a wallet that's compatible with the associated blockchain and platform. Step three, use the platform to convert your file to an NFT. Step four, list it for sale. While the steps are pretty simple, actually successfully selling an NFT isn't always easy. Let's take a closer look at what it takes with each of these steps. So step number one, of course, choose a platform. If you have an idea for a concept, you gotta decide on a platform for creating that NFT. Note that you can actually create NFTs without using a major platform, but you might need more technical knowledge to do that. For most newbies, using an established and reputable platform is the way to get started. Various NFT platforms are compatible with different blockchains as well, so when choosing a platform, make sure it supports the blockchain you plan to use. Here are some of the more popular platforms associated with blockchains that allow you to mint NFTs. Rarible is the first one we'll talk about. It uses Ethereum, Flow, and Tezos. So Rarible is community-owned, but you don't need to use RARI token to participate. RARI or RARI? Probably RARI. You can choose which blockchain you're interested in based on what's available. Ethereum and Tezos are the main chains available on Rarible, but you can also use Flow. Rarible charges fees depending on the chain you use. And there is a free minting option, though, as well. In general, you're likely to pay the highest gas fees when you use Ethereum. Those gas prices, am I right? Let's talk about OpenSea. That's probably one of the most popular NFT marketplaces. It uses Ethereum and Polygon blockchains. OpenSea allows you to mint all types of NFTs. You need to consider gas fees, though, with OpenSea, although it's actually possible to use a feature that allows you to post your NFT to your profile for free while the buyer pays gas fees. On top of that, there is a creator fee of 2.5% of your sale, so yeah, keep that in mind, too. Holoplex Solana platform. So for those interested in using the Solana blockchain, Holoplex can be a very good source for you. Fees creators pay fluctuate and are affected by usage on the Solana blockchain. But in general, the cost is usually a bit lower than the fees charged on the Ethereum blockchain. The next one we'll talk about is Object. I'd like to buy an E, Pat. Where are the vowels in this word? It uses the Tezos platform. In addition to being a secondary marketplace, Object also allows you to mint NFTs and store your collection. The fee for successful sales, 2.5%. For those interested in Tezos as a blockchain, this can be a really good choice. Although it's possible that for Rarible to mint NFTs on the Tezos chain as well. Now, step number two that we highlighted earlier is to get a compatible wallet. Let's talk about that for a second. Once you decide where you want to host your NFTs, you need to make sure you have a compatible wallet. OpenSea is one of the easiest to use because it's compatible with like every wallet that allows for ETH wallets. MetaMask and Coinbase wallet are both very easy to connect to OpenSea. For some other marketplaces, you need to make sure the wallet you have is compatible with your choice of blockchain. For example, if you want to use Object, or if you want to use the Tezos chain on Rarible, you'll need Spire, Kukai Wallet, Airgap Wallet, or Umami. The names of these things are crazy, which are all compatible with Tezos. To use Holoplex, you'll need Phantom Wallet and R-Connect Wallet to manage your connection to the Solana chain. If somebody would just take all of the different wallet names and put them together, that's one heck of a tongue twister. Wow. But before you get started, make sure you understand which wallets are compatible with the blockchain you want to use, as well as which wallets are compatible with the NFT platform you plan to use. Okay, moving on to step number 3. Use the platform to convert your file. Next, you're going to need to upload your file to the actual NFT platform. While most platforms can handle image, video, and audio files, double check before you get started on this. Make sure the file you upload is compatible with the platform. Most platforms make it super easy to convert your file. However, you will likely need to provide information about the NFT. You need a title, whether it's part of a collection, and a description. Depending on where you list, you might also need to have profile information and include royalty information. OpenSea makes it relatively easy to mint an NFT and list it. However, the process is fairly straightforward on other platforms as well. Moving on to step number 4, list the NFT for sale. Oh yeah, don't forget to list your NFT! Pay attention to whether it's actually being offered for sale or whether it's just sitting there in your private collection. That wouldn't be good. Make sure you've got the right pricing for the NFT as well. Some platforms do allow bidding, so you can set a minimum amount you're willing to accept. And just like almost anything else, whether you end up selling your NFT depends on whether someone wants to buy it at the price it's listed. Kind of like your house. Here are some tips for selling your NFTs, by the way. All right, so like almost anything else for sale on the internet, you need to be able to market your NFT. Connecting with others in the community and letting people know that you're selling NFTs is an important part of drumming up interest in your digital creations. Go where the crypto enthusiasts are. If you want to be successful in selling those NFTs, it's important to go where you're likely to find people who actually want to buy these things. So this means connecting with others in the community, the crypto community specifically, and two of the biggest places to connect with fellow crypto enthusiasts are Twitter. There's a strong and growing community of crypto users on Twitter. You can even use an NFT as a profile picture on Twitter. Plus, Twitter Spaces is a popular place to talk about all things crypto, including NFTs. This can be a great place to build some community with others who might want to buy your creations. Although Twitter kind of volatile right now with all the Elon Musk things going on, who knows what that company's where that company's going. But another place you can go is Discord. A lot of crypto projects, creators, and others do interact on Discord. Setting up your Discord account and making it a point to get involved can help you connect with others in the community and hopefully sell your NFTs for a great price. But make sure you know how to use the platform. For example, if you're like using Twitter, learn how to use the appropriate and associated hashtags to make it easier for prospective buyers to find you. Have a concept in mind too when you're creating these NFTs. It can help your sales if you have a concept or if you build specific collections. Some NFTs make use of code that generates NFTs based on certain characteristics, even while limiting the number minted. Think Bored Apes, for example. Others are issued as parts of a collection with an overarching theme. Now, think about what concept you want to use and how you can create different NFTs around that same concept. Then, just group your NFTs into collections. If you can build a following, you can generate buzz when you drop a new collection later. Man, if I had gotten on the ground floor for Bored Apes. Oh well, live and learn. Also, collaborate. This is a great option. Find other creators to collaborate with. You could offer a joint collection and split the profits. This can help introduce you to a new set of followers and also potential buyers of your own collections. Working with others you meet through a community can be one of the best ways to market your own NFT art. Offer bonuses. Some creators make it a point to offer some hidden bonuses. This might be a hidden Easter egg, or it might provide access to exclusive content you offer elsewhere. Perhaps owning an NFT you create allows the purchaser a key to participating in your membership-only website or maybe some other perk. NFTs are essentially smart contracts, so it's important to know that if you offer perks, you might need another layer of technical knowledge for your creations to function in multiple ways. If you're serious about creating a long-term community, though, this can be a way to improve your chances of success. Bottom line, if you're a beginner looking to mint and sell NFTs quickly and easily, using a marketplace like OpenSea or Rarible might make the most sense. These platforms are compatible with more than one blockchain and are reasonably secure and reputable. Additionally, they offer a variety of options that can reduce your cost to list NFTs, like a lazy mint process that requires the buyer to pay gas fees. I don't think that's lazy, I just think that's smart business. Let other people pay for your gas. On the other hand, if you're interested in a specific blockchain project like Solana or Tezos, it might make sense to mint on the associated platforms. This can help you approach a more niche community of enthusiasts that are more likely to be interested in your NFT creations. Carefully consider your options and do a little bit of preparation ahead of time. Once you're ready, though, you can take just a few hours to create your first NFT and list it for sale. Pretty exciting! And that is our show for today. Thanks so much for stopping by. We are so honored to have you a part of things here at Cult of Money. You can drop us a line on any social media platform. Just search for Cult of Money. Also, drop by our website, cultofmoney.com, and join the conversation. Thanks so much again for stopping by, and we will talk to you again real soon. Happy NFT creating! Can somebody create a non-Bored Ape? Like a Busy Ape collection? Busy Ape, yeah. Fun Ape. I don't know. Just some ideas for you to get started. And I won't even ask for royalties. You're welcome.